As darkness fell, members of the Overpass Light Brigade stood on a pedestrian bridge over Interstate 43 and carried lighted letters that spelled out Palermo's Negotiate. Occasionally, drivers whizzing underneath at 50 miles per hour honked a horn in support. The Palermo's company has been battling with dozens of striking workers who want to form a union. The company says it wants to discuss the matter with the AFL-CIO president, Richard Trumka. Meanwhile, the Light Brigade's Joe Brusky says holding signs over a freeway is a tactic to tell the strikers' point of view.
For us, it's a way to get messages out that we otherwise wouldn't be able to get out to people. And going over the freeway, we get a lot of people that see our messages who otherwise wouldn't be able to see them.
Another of last night's protesters was Rose Marie Molina, a United Steelworkers organizer from Los Angeles, who's trying to get more stores to boycott Palermo's products during the labor dispute. Molina says the freeway protest helps the strikers.
Education first, read up on the issue, and then hopefully this is going to push consumers and Palermo's to get what we want.
Last week, a deputy sheriff from Milwaukee County briefly took away Molina's camera phone while trying to break up another overpass protest. Molina has filed a complaint against the county. Last night, there was no obvious law enforcement presence until the Light Brigade came off the pedestrian bridge. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.